The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm feeling myself lately because the other day I got home and I didn't have to use Google Maps.
Oh,
good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show brought to you by Kohl's. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Might not mean a lot to you, but to me, it's a big deal.
It's a really big deal.
Yeah, Automatic, you know I get lost very easily.
She gets lost inside the parking lot.
I did get lost inside of a parking lot one time. It was a big parking lot in my defense. And I called Anthony A and we just started working together and Automatic was out of town. So I had to drive myself to the concert. And I called Anthony and said, hey, how do you get out of this parking lot? I think you thought I was kidding. I remember you paused.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, well, Dana, where are you exactly? Anyway, I got
Hold on before you, anyway. Yes, it was a big parking lot.
It was,
but it was also an empty parking lot.
That's not the point, Anthony.
you got lost in an empty parking lot.
Yes. The time we left, there was nobody in that parking lot.
It doesn't matter. And I made my way out. So listen.
You got redirected by curbs. All right, but go ahead.
The other day, you made your way out. We are going home. And it's hard for me to get around. And I always use Google Maps. And so this day, I'm like, I've traveled this road several times.
Yeah.
We go to the gym. We come back. I can do this on my own. So I didn't turn it on. Automatic's driving, of course. But I found my way back. I told him where to turn. He's like, yeah, I know, Dana. Nope. That's it.
Notice how I was driving. She wasn't driving. And she still turns on her Google Maps.
Well, I need to make sure we're going the right way.
Actually, I co-sign on that move. I do co-sign on that move because Google Maps is like a beat behind. So I'm constantly just missing my turn and going, oh, no, there it was.
And
so,
how many times, Automatic, have I told you you're about to miss it? Oh, my gosh. And you didn't realize either. How many times?
Not many.
Yeah. Oh, that is not true.
Well, you know,
why are you telling fibs?
Because I'm like the navigator of this crew.
You're the dangerous driver of this crew. Everybody, myself.
We're not going to use a Christopher Columbus reference.
You're going to say navigator
of this crew. But
sure?
I will say...
Actually, he is. He never made it to America.
We're not going to put them in the same category at all. Automatic, for the most time, is a great driver. But, yes, he is.
He hit a curb. Anthony, he hit a curb the other day. I said, your wheel's messed up. And he said, I hit that thing flush, Dana.
Sometimes when you're driving around, Dana's curbs just appear.
Do you know how many potholes I hit a day?
Yeah. There are potholes everywhere in this city.
Potholes have potholes.
What do we need to do?
I don't know.
Come on, city. Anyway, Google Maps for me has gotten a lot. I don't think I have to be as dependent on it as I was.
That's at least not going to the gym. Do you remember the days, though, when there was no Google Maps?
Oh, Automatic.
When you were just driving around with the hard copy map in your car where you were like at the stoplight and you're like grabbing from your passenger seat.
It's like a nightmare.
Coming through and you're like, which way do I go?
Do you know how many times I used to have to call auto? I'm lost. I don't know how I survived. How in the world did I learn to drive and get from to and fro?
I don't know. A to C. Maybe following a star system? I don't know.
And you would think I do. You know, you said the star system. I thought, aren't our ancestors really good on that? Didn't they build pyramids? My gosh. And I can't get out of a freaking parking lot. Gosh. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Today is National Prom Day, everybody.
Oh, man. Have a great time. I hope your promposal went well. She said yes. You get the perfect dress, the perfect tux, the little boutonniere, and the corsages, and everything goes great. You know what? Tag us. Share your prom pictures with us at Dana Cortez and at Dana Cortez Show, and I would love to share them on our stories. Please do it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
My mom is cancer-free, and upon visiting MD Anderson, when they told her this, the oncologist, who is Dr. Johnson, gave her a diet and said, this is what you need to do in order to keep cancer at bay. And this is for anybody. And my dad actually recorded the entire conversation, and I'm going to play it for you right now. Turn the radio up.
We're actually going to have a pretty boring visit. Because I agree with my colleagues, I don't think that you need any further treatment. And so you and I can talk about cancer prevention.
Okay.
Because I would like this to be the only visit in your entire life to an oncologist.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, so the best thing you can do, what do you do for exercise?
I do it daily.
Yeah, exercise, cardiovascular, something 2 to 3 times a week. And weightlifting?
Yes.
2 to 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Diet?
Diet, I try to eat a lot of greens for sure.
Awesome. There's a lot of misinformation out there about diet. Really what all the studies show is that people who eat more fresh fruits and vegetables do better, and people who eat more processed foods do worse.
Oh, God. I know my daughter is into all of that.
Yeah.
She knows
There are a bunch of super expensive supplements that you don't need.
Right.
But fresh fruits and vegetables, and minimize the processed foods.
Okay.
Minimize alcohol.
Okay.
And then if there's a problem or an issue, give us a call.
Okay.
And we hope not to hear from you.
I love that. I hope not to hear from you. We don't want to see you again either, Dr. Johnson. Processed foods are bad, bad, bad. And I have talked to my mom so many times about this for years when she said, oh, my daughter, that's me. I'm an only child. You all know that we were doing this show, I believe it was last week, and I had to leave the studio because I had another oncologist call me. To reiterate what Dr. Johnson just said, he said, I need to speak to you one-on-one about how important it is that your mother follow this diet. We're going to monitor her for the next 2 years, every 3 months, then every 6 months and every year. But here's the thing, we don't want any more cancer. And so he went line by line once again with, please make sure she eats fresh fruits, vegetables, fish, shrimp, chicken, and really nothing else. And so I left the studio to call my mom and my dad and say, this is it, guys.
What was she doing?
She was fine. She was actually eating grapes at the time.
I thought you were going to say she was going to drinking a soda.
No.
How was her response to that information once you told her? Because I know sometimes I've heard of some families, and even within my own, that's always an uphill battle to tell your parents what to eat at that phase.
Because so many things that we eat are ultra-processed foods, and we don't even realize
it. Exactly. And to your initial question, Anthony A., she does not want to be sick. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes years ago, and she is no longer on medication because she started eating right. She controls the diabetes completely through diet, but she'll slip every now and then. Yeah. Now the doctor's like, don't be slipping.
And I did notice in the refrigerator last night, the ice cream you bought her is not even opened.
No, she said, I'm done. Now, you have to understand that she lost 28 pounds. She weighed 81 pounds. This is somebody who should normally weigh about 115 to 120. So we let her eat whatever. The doctors are like, whatever she wants, give it to her in the beginning because we just needed her weight up. Now she's 100 pounds. She's 100 pounds. So now it's time to just, hey, let's get serious about this. You're at a normal weight. She's walking very well again. So now she's lifting her little weights and doing her little exercises. I want to live this way, though. Like, I have a new outlook on life going through all of this. I want to live this way because I don't want my kids to be hurt. That's my fear, that I don't want to lose hair now. Everybody goes. I know that. But not too soon.
Yeah.
So I want to be here as long as I can my three beautiful daughters.
That's amazing to hear. Know? So in order to honor you, Dana, I'm just going to eat all the pepperoni pizza myself.
Is that you?
That's what I'm going to do. In order for you.
In order for you to do it,
me and Automatic will take on the pizza and the ice cream just so that way it's not around to negatively influence.
So I started looking at all the worst processed foods. Okay, energy drinks. Don't drink those, but I know you just kicked them. Mass-produced breads.
Yeah, bake your own or buy the one from the bakery at the grocery store. It's baked fresh.
Breakfast cereals, hot dogs. Can't do those. Vegan meats. So you think you're eating healthy, but that's
They're full of carcinogens. You know what else? The potato chips, that includes hot Cheetos. So look, here's the moral of the story.
Here we go.
Just like I'm preaching to my mom about how much I love her and I want her to eat right, I called her last night. She said, hey, I'm eating an orange. I said, oh, look at you. Amazing. Look at you following your diet. I want to do the same because I can't be a good mom and shovel junk.
Well, I sure did clean up on that ice cream she left. And
did you eat it automatically?
But I also ate an orange. So does that balance it out?
No, it does not. But at least the ice cream's gone. Mm-hmm. If you would like a list of the foods that the doctor sent to my mom, I posted a video on my Instagram with all of the information. So just go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. You can save it. You can save it there and use it for reference. I want us all to be as healthy as we can.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're getting something new from Ariana Grande, and it's not just music. It's a lot more. I'll give you all the deets right now and play some audio after Anthony A. gives us our celebrity birthdays.
We have producer Jack Antonoff celebrating his birthday, Christopher Walken, and J-Rock celebrating birthday as well.
Jack Antonoff, the guy that helped Taylor Swift along the way.
Yep. Baby, now we got
bad blood. Hey. All right, so speaking of forces to be reckoned with in the music world. I feel like Ariana Grande is in a different space. She started out as an actress who could sing. Now, then she became...
turned into a full-fledged pop star.
Oh, I think it's not even that icon. She's reached icon status. So the music and then the acting. Let's talk about Wicked.
She's a full-on movie star now, too.
Movie star, all of it. And she now has a short film. And it's so good. It's called Brighter Days Ahead. Take a listen to an excerpt.
This fate be right. I just a nightmare.
Is there a Peaches here? Of course you are. We're ready for you.
Under 30 minutes, incredible production, music. You see pieces of her family in there.
It kind of reminds me of if Inside Out met Marvel. Because she actually goes into a like this thing where the professor, remember the professor would go in to see all the memories and look
at
it looks something like that where she's
that
accessing
room
memories.
Professor X would go down there. What was it called? Cerebro.
Cerebro. There
Cerebro.
Go.
Yes.
But then the memories drop out, kind of like how they do in Inside Out.
I think that Ariana Grande is exploring different avenues because we just talked about her being an icon. She can. We've always known she wanted to act. Or those of us who've been following her since her Victoria, Sam, and Cat days, you know she wanted to act. She wants an Oscar. She wants an Emmy. She's got her Grammys, right? And then she wants a Tony Award. She's going to be an EGOT.
She's going to get them all.
Oh, I agree 100%. You know,
this is the most impressive thing she's put out to me, though.
Well, it's funny to me, automatically, because you were always Ariana Grande.
I always call her the donut licker, and I'm never going to forgive her for that. When I saw Wicked, it changed my mind about her completely.
Anthony, have you seen Wicked?
No, I'm not watching Wicked. But shout out Ariana Grande.
It is a really good movie.
I'm not. You're a musical lover. I'm not going to watch a musical. Shout out to the 25-minute video. It's dope. I think the origins of these long extended videos date back to what Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's really cool to see her, you know, going back on it. And I think content is content. So I will say I definitely respect the Ariana Grande movement. It was the when she went on the Thank You Next tour, I was able to go out there and do a live broadcast for that, and that's when I first kind of experienced the energy and what she could bring to her audience. Is really cool to see.
What do we have to do to get you to watch Wicked?
Nothing, because I'm not going to do it.
Anthony, it's a good movie.
If Ariana Grande came and sat down with me and watched it,
well, I'd watch it again too, over and over. All right, 877-730-DCS1. Call us and convince Anthony A to watch the movie Wicked. I'm serious. Why should he watch it? It's absolutely incredible.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, remember when they were together?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the faux tags, the paparazzi following them around? Well,
him getting her kids tattooed on his neck.
Yeah, well-known comedian is talking about it and simultaneously shooting her shot. We're going to play the audio. It's hilarious right now. First, though, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have J-Rock celebrating his birthday. Hey. And super famous producer Jack Antonoff celebrating his birthday as well.
Oh my gosh, he's behind all of Sabrina Carpenter's hits.
Yep.
Nice. Taylor Swift, don't forget about her.
I know that. Everybody knows that. I'm just saying. Baby, now we got. All right, so Lou Nell, friend of the show, sat down with Pete Davidson, and she mentions Kim Kardashian. I want you to pay real close attention. When she brings up Kim K, he laughs, but it's her shooting her shot that got the most laughs. Take a listen.
To me, you're just an average guy.
Yeah. You
know, yeah. Very ordinary guy.
I'm a regular guy.
Right.
But you continuously pull all these bad, right? I don't know that I've seen you with any sisters. I want to know the mystique. Now you've had Kim K, several other people. You got this little supermodel right now.
Okay.
And what I think for the research and for women across America, I think that you should take me out.
I think you should too. I think Lunell and Pete Davidson would shut the paparazzi down.
I don't know if he can handle all that.
Well,
she'd probably break him for real though.
If he used it to Kim K fakeness, that's an authentic woman right there.
No, let me tell you something. Something going on with Pete. Now, that's what she's trying to say. She wants to know. There is something underneath the facade.
There's something underneath it. Yeah, I don't want to say it.
Well, Ariana Grande already did. Kim Kardashian already did. Everybody already talks about it.
Is that what the allure is? Is that why women want to be with him?
Obviously. And he's funny and he's nice.
Attractive women attract other... the curiosity is high.
Yeah.
And shout out for Lou now for saying what everyone's been thinking for the past 4 or 5 years. At least somebody got to tell it to his face.
But... women talk. We talk about y'all's stuff. we talk about our experiences with you. You know that, right?
So he's putting it down, obviously.
Yes, and Lunel wants the big. She wants to get it put down. She wants to test it out. Is it in his best interest to take Lunel out?
Yeah. It is.
I know it's in hers. You know, in fact, we had a great conversation ourselves with Lunel. You can listen to it on the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Just search Dana Cortez Show Lunel wherever you stream podcasts. We'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Rice Krispie Treats have another flavor, and I think I'm going to fall into the rabbit hole. We'll give you more details in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show, brought to you by Kohl's. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the check engine poppy.
All right, so the Alcohol and Beverage Commission says that big clubs and late nights are dying off. People want to go to lounges, comedy clubs, Anthony A.,
yeah,
and coffee parties.
Oh,
the coffee parties are popping on the internet right now.
Yeah, they
popping
in real life.
I've yet to go to one yet, though.
Automatic, why don't you DJ one? If you DJ, I'll host. Anthony will come sip coffee and do a little comedy. Let's do it.
Get the bathrooms ready, because espresso makes me...
Nobody likes me in the morning.
Well, it doesn't have to be like middle of the day.
It's a middle of the day coffee party. Yeah. It's like a brunch soiree.
I'm very pro of these coffee parties. It looks cool.
Espresso martinis are hot right now. If we put together a party, would you come? Call me up, 877-730-DCS1. If the answer is yes, I'm going to do it. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Rice Krispie Treats is here with some new flavors. They have Rice Krispie Treat Bliss chocolate sea salt pretzel.
Oh my God.
So they're putting the sea salt and chocolate on top of the Rice Krispie Treat.
God, that sounds good.
And then they also have caramel sea salt pretzel. They are trying to make me fat or fatter.
I never got those when I was little. I didn't know how easy they were to make. I would only get them when I go to my friend Denise Hampton's house. I talk about her all the time. But her mom, Glenda, just made the best food, in my opinion. Bruh. Her hamburger helper and her Rice Krispie Treats slapped.
One of my favorite things was the Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
Oh my God.
Highly underrated dessert.
I think they discontinued it because everybody got diabetes. All right, Anthony A. National Day.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Kick Butts Day. This is encouraging everybody to put the cigarette butts down.
Please.
Man, don't smoke. It stinks. Mm-hmm. It really does. I don't know why you would ever start. Because once you start, it's hard to quit. So never pick them up.
And we also got World Backup Day as well, too. Encouraging you to back up all your files and get some spring cleaning done when it comes to your computer needs.
Do you remember that time that, you know, it takes a long time for us to get it down in the DM done. We have to call the couple. We have to, you know, finesse our way through. We edit it down for the radio. Remember that time that we did not back up those down in the DMs and lost them all?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bad times.
2018.
RIP to those.
Anthony knows the year. Exactly. Gosh.
And we also have National Crayon Day. Crayon or crayon?
Crayon.
Crayon.
Yeah.
The first crayon was sold in 1903.
Crayola is a brand. They're top tier crayons, right? They're the ones with the most color. All I wanted when I was little was that little box of crayons.
The 64 pack.
And it had the sharpener. DJ Automatic. Will you buy me one for my birthday?
It's coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, have you ever seen someone who's struggling or they're in a situation and you offer them help and they're like, get out of the way. I was just talking to Automatic and Anthony about this.
Yes.
Because Otto, you and I, we're married, for those who don't know. You're like the king of wanting to help folks at the grocery store. And it's always elderly people because you feel bad. And they tell you off every time.
I feel like a lot of the ladies there, they're just angry that they're still alive.
Otto!
So I'm like, if you can't reach something on the top, I'll be like, oh, I'll grab that for you. And they'll be like, I can get that. Or the other day, I had my cart, and I was trying to put her cart away for her, too. And she was like, stop touching my cart!
Damn, dog. That's wild, because you're like a non-threatening guy, too.
Totally not threatening.
Anybody who could
He's
be
a white man. I mean, nobody should be
of the grocery store. It's you, DJ Automatic, and I can't believe...
I'm just over here trying to be white guy niceness and getting shut down everywhere.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of white guy niceness, I tried to do that when I seen a couple run out of gas in front of my apartment complex.
Oh,
and
that's
and so,
the worst.
You know, for me to have to help you with your car troubles is going to take a lot. And I found it in my heart to help this guy push this car to wherever it needed to be pushed to.
Yeah.
And when I leaned in to ask them if they needed help, they refused enthusiastically. And they're like, no, we're good. We're good. Stay away. And so I just walked away.
They want you to take the rap for the drugs in the car, too.
I'm like, what kind of illegal activities are going on that you don't go and want some help pushing your car.
I look back and this man was pushing his wife's car like half a mile.
You know what? I wish you, Automatic, or you, Anthony, had been there. One time I was traveling alone with our daughter, Ava Matic. I remember my Nana had gotten sick and I went to go see her. Had a baby by myself. And I had her diaper bag. I had my carry-on and the car seat and the baby.
Damn.
And I'm walking across the airport and not one person offered to help me.
And that is why you always tell me, you better help that woman.
You better get over there and help that lady. God.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.